For 9 months and a few days, I was living in a hidden place. And outgrowing my home and tired of staying home alone, I decided to move into a new home. And that happened some 20-something years ago. I walked in with no sense, and so they said I was innocent. And on arrival, my first assignment was to cry while others smiled and no one asked why. So being met like a camcorder, it was like power button on, my lens door open, microphone turned on, and when that was done, the next on was the record. And so I recorded everything that passed in front of the lens and every sound the microphone could take. The good, the bad, and the ugly all moved down the tape in a hurry. At some point, it appeared the tape had more bad shots than good ones. Imagine a playback from a tape full of adultery, fornication, hatred, uncleanliness, idolatry, witchcraft, envy, murder, drunkenness, variance, sedition, emulation, heresy. All terrible, you would agree with me. And so not only did it disgust me to sit back and watch, but viewers and followers walked away because they did not like such. I got to find out that the bad shots were not the only shots at every spot, but the operator appreciated all except the good shots. So I decided to change operators. At once I ended his contract and I deleted his contacts. I took my camcorder back and I told him why. The reason was simple. The scenes he shot were not scenes for the screen. In my thinking, I remembered my friend told me of a man he gave his camcorder to. The things he said about this man was so lovely, I could not hesitate no more. I stepped up to him, handed over the camcorder and accessories to him. And ever since the day I said yes to him, his terms and his conditions are held supreme. Not only have I enjoyed sitting back to watch the playbacks, but viewers and followers of my daily broadcast have been on a daily rise. So we now broadcast scenes like joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and above all, love. Before I go, I just want to let you know. I found out that love means looking over vanity entirely, and lust means living under Satan's tricks. But who would have thought that a man in his right senses, see, would choose to live under Satan's tricks rather than look over vanity entirely? In our insanity, we run and overtake things that are vain and bring pain instead of gain. Or who would have imagined the right-thinking man choosing vanity over reality? Now, the reality being that one man loved and so he gave, and vanity being that we lost and so we received. So we like to receive when we should give, just like we lost when we should love. Need I remind you, my brothers and sisters, that in John, for God so loved the world that he gave. No greater love had no man than this, that a man should give up. And the thief cometh only to steal and to take away, because he has been a taker from the first day. And though the rhyme in sound, lust, love, they are not close in meaning or practice. Because the summation of righteous living is in love, and that of sinful living is in lust. So we love because he first loved us. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that we should shine our eyes and let the light of God's word shine in our hearts. That we might choose to look over vanity entirely, rather than live under Satan's tricks perpetually.